The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we are picking up on what we were talking about earlier in the show. That is Fianna Fáil and the pressure that is on the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. I'm joined on the line now by MEP for Ireland South, Cynthia Ní Bhfirciú. Cynthia, thanks for joining us on the show. I suppose, firstly, are you backing Micheál Martin, or are you one of those who thinks he needs to go?
Hi, Sean. I'm backing Micheál Martin. He doesn't have to go. He shouldn't have to go. There are far more serious matters than Fianna Fáil thinking about a new leader. We certainly don't need a new Taoiseach as we head into the presidency. And that's where I'm coming from, the presidency of the European Council, which begins in July. We need to win back friends from Europe. We've lost them. Lost them over defence and security. And possibly lost them a little bit over the nitrates derogation, etc. You know, and that happens in politics. You win some, you lose some. But we need to, at this stage now, win back our friends in Europe, because more so than ever, we will be depending on Europe. We look at the way the geopolitical situation and the relationship across the other side of the pond has changed out of all contortion, I suppose, and out of all good, right-thinking, minded persons. And more than ever, we need Europe. Can I just say that the three young gentlemen, my colleagues, the TDs, one of whom in particular I canvassed with and I work with, and that's Ryan O'Mara, because he's in my constituency, they have a point. They've made their point. They didn't ask for a head. What they asked for was reform. And I think they're entitled to reform. And I too would say, yes, let's reform the communication piece. It's not about blaming particular people, but it is about making sure that the particular people who can create a communications vehicle creates it. Because the PP party, that's the parliamentary party, it needs to be involved in decision making. And if it's not involved in the exact decision making, they need to know immediately afterwards what was decided upon, because they've got voters and constituents waiting on the sidelines to find out, what are you doing for me? What are the solutions? And really, that was heightened during the period of the protests. And heightened in a particularly difficult way. And the answers weren't there for the local TDs and councillors on the sides of the road going out to talk to protesters who were peacefully protesting.
Has Micheál Martin not had ample time to reform that? We have been talking about the way he handles the parliamentary party for years. And many of your colleagues now are overly frustrated and say he's had tons of time to do this and change the way he operates, the top-down approach that he's had. He hasn't done it.
Yes, he has had ample time. And I think this has been a timely reminder for him. And results now need to come, as opposed to another reminder having to happen. But in fairness to Micheál Martin and Taoiseach, who works endlessly, like the cabinet members, they are very focused on the running of the country. And sorry, the country is running very well. The economy is
thriving. A lot of
people
who dispute that after the last 10 days.
Yeah, well, there's full employment, there's continued debt reduction, there's ongoing job creation. Yes, of course there are problems. Do you think none of us are aware of it? We're acutely aware, because there's one thing the Fianna Fáilers do, and that is we stay in touch with the ground roots. Even somebody like me, I'm going to West Cork this weekend to meet with constituents, because that's part of my constituency. So we're acutely aware. But can I just say, the fact that the country is doing so well on some levels, we can't take this for granted. We do have to plan ahead. And I'm acutely aware that there's lots of work to be doing. And therefore, that's why I don't want to heave. I don't want navel gazing. I want Micheál Martin to continue as leader of the party and as Taoiseach into this very delicate period. We have a war waging in Ukraine. We have a really bad situation in Iran. And I think the diesel prices were just the straw that broke the camel's back, because the kind of work that I'm working on out in Brussels is reduction of red tape. And if I could just speak about that for a minute. We talk about the hauliers. Not only have they faced higher fuel bills, but TII, Transport for Ireland, they've increased toll prices, and Dublin Port have raised port charges. And now they also have auto enrolment to deal with, and a higher minimum wage, and a host of red tape. So I'm working on reduction of red tape directives coming from Europe. And that's where our focus needs to be, all of us public reps.
Well, a lot of people say that red tape should have been cut in Ireland here, and that the government has, you know, the mandate and the responsibility to do that at the minute. And I suppose you've said, look, that the Fianna Fáilers have their ear to the ground of the average people. If they had the ear so to the ground, why did no one see this coming last week?
They did. We all saw it coming, and we all communicated the message. And that's the point that was being made by Ryan O'Mara and James and Albert Dolan. They did see it coming, and they did communicate. And also did so also did John Connolly, for example, over in Galway. And so also did Minister Timmy Dooley. Himself and myself sat down at a meeting on Holy Thursday in Clare, along with Cathal Crowe TD. All of this concern and panic, and it was panic at that stage, was communicated. But unfortunately, the vehicle, the communications vehicle, wasn't there, and it should have been.
How is it communicated? Like, what way do you go about that? Do you text its advisor? Do you text the Taoiseach himself? How do you do it?
All of that. All of that.
So they all had four warning and did nothing, essentially, is what you're saying here.
No, they didn't do nothing. Unfortunately, their perspective was, we are having these meetings and have had them. And also, they had scheduled more meetings. As I left Minister Timmy Dooley on the Thursday before Easter Sunday, it was clear to me that they were meeting again. And so I followed through on correspondence. I'm sure every other person there, councillors included, followed through on that, and phone calls. But unfortunately, that wasn't communicated to the people who came out to protest, and it should have been. And they were in the main peacefully protesting. I certainly don't support anybody blockading vital infrastructure to try and get supplies of fuel out to people who needed it most, such as people who are sick and people who are ill and so forth. Mm. But the point of the matter is that the communications line, the line of communication, has to be strengthened, particularly at those times. But in general, when we're not in straitened and panicked times, can I say that the parliamentary party, I'll go back to what I said, in Fianna Fáil, they need to be more involved in the decision making. So a parliamentary party once a week, we need to look at that. It may be insufficient in the modern times that we live in, when things are moving very, very fast, even if there isn't an emergency. We also need to look at decisions that are made at cabinet and communicated down to the likes of the backbenchers, because they need to be able to tell their constituents who are knocking on their doors and ringing them and emailing them and constantly, and rightly so, they're paid to receive these phone calls, but they need to know the answer. So we have to speed up the communications. And then I'd just like to make the point, I've made it already today, but that is, language at a time of crisis really matters. And I was disappointed with the initial language communication that came out from the Taoiseach, from the government.
Yeah. You've said he should lead the party and the country through this EU 6 months of the presidency. What about after that?
What happens after that is a matter for somebody in the party to say, look, I'm ready to put my head above the parapet, or I'm not. There will be a heave or there won't. I will deal with everything as it comes along. Can I say, Micheál Martin has done this country a great service. He has been a very good leader, a very good politician. Is he perfect? No. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But what we now need for Micheál Martin and his style of leadership, if you want to call it that, and his style of communications, or the communications of those around him, cabinet, advisors, inner circle, all of that, that needs to be improved now. But it needs to be improved rapidly, because there's one thing I do know about the voters of Ireland, because I talk to them all the time and I canvass and I look for their vote, and they tell me why they'll vote for me and why they won't. They want to believe that they are being listened to, and the belief then goes to knowledge. Is Cynthia, do I believe Cynthia will listen to me? Do I know Cynthia is listening to me? And then does Cynthia do something about it?
Okay.
So that's the same for every TD. And that's the message we need to communicate. And we're not very good at communicating that.
Cynthia Verku, Ireland South MEP, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
For more on this, we are going to discuss all of the issues around Taoiseach Micheál Martin's role with Nisha O'Carroll, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Good evening to you, Nisha. On Taoiseach, Micheál Martin has said he is not in any shape or form under pressure. Is he right?
Good evening, Ciara. And the Taoiseach, well, if he's saying that he doesn't feel under pressure, I take his word for it. But I do think there needs to be more of an acknowledgement of the anger and frustration that's out there, not just in the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, to your listeners, to people listening in. It's not just about the protesters and the protests. There is a genuine frustration and anger out there. And us as backbench TDs, and that's what my colleagues James, Ryan and Albert are trying to get across, is that, you know, we're at the coalface. You know, we're in our constituency clinics, we're meeting people, we're out and about. And people are finding it tough. There is a cost of living crisis out there, and that needs to be acknowledged. And what we need a little bit more from leadership is just showing that bit more of empathy and listening, not just to the backbenches, but indeed to the public as well, about how they're struggling. And I think that's the message that certainly I would want to get across.
Okay, you're echoing very much what Malcolm Byrne said earlier about a lack of empathy. Was the language used by the Taoiseach intemperate then, do you think?
So I think the press conference Thursday, a week ago now, in fairness to Taoiseach de Tánaiste and Minister Kenny at the time, had more information than backbenchers or indeed the public had around the oil reserves and the dangers that were, I suppose, coming forward for the country. But that being said, I do think kind of how things are messaged, or sorry, the messaging of messages, as it were, definitely needs to change somewhat. And like, I do think a address to the nation, for example, last week, explaining essentially the dangers to critical infrastructure when these protests were going on would have been helpful, but also acknowledging the frustration, as the Taoiseach did eventually, the frustrations and the anger that was felt by a lot of those protesting. And look, we feel it, we see it on the ground. But the other side of this, you know, there's a €755 million package put in place now. Like, we have to look
long-term. The opposition says it's not enough.
Yeah, and, you know, the opposition haven't shown us exactly what they would do alternatively. And what we have to bear in mind is...
Sinn Féin said they would outspend you by €100 million a month. That would be a further €1.2 billion on top of what you are spending.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have had a penny. We wouldn't have any budget surplus if Sinn Féin had their way. Their solution to everything seems to be just spend, without actually looking at things strategically. Like, let's be really honest here. The way things are looking when it comes to the autumn and to the winter time, things, I imagine, and what the experts like Professor John Fitzgerald are saying, is things are going to get really, really tough. It's at that stage we might need to look at energy credits. How can we afford that?
Okay,
if we
on
spend
that
it
basis,
all now?
If things are going to get really tough, and I think you're probably right, Nisha, I think they probably are. If things are going to get really tough, and when the going gets tough, 8 TDs, the baby sharks as they're being referred to, but also Willie O'Dea, Sean Farrell, John McGuinness, Anne Rabbit, Paddy O'Sullivan, 8 members of the Fianna Fáil party have come out and criticised the Taoiseach. If the going gets tough and you all turn on each other, you're toast really, aren't you?
No, look, there's a lot of frustration. Being really honest here, there's a lot of frustration amongst the backbenchers. Like, I've been frustrated, Malcolm Byrne's been frustrated, a lot of us have been frustrated. And I do think things need to change somewhat in how things are communicated. Like, for example, Fine Gael had a parliamentary party meeting last Friday and Sunday. We had ours on the Monday after the fact. So, look, I appreciate as well, some negotiations were, you know, they're at an early stage and there probably wasn't too much.
You're not the only Fianna Fáil TD who said that Fine Gael got better feedback and were more included in
and
decisions.
The IFA, I might add. The IFA were briefing their members, I suppose, with better updates than us in the backbenches were getting.
We're getting
phone calls and emails.
MEPs,
you know, we have to be able to give some sort of, and MEPs, give some sort of an update to our constituents.
We did speak with MEP Cynthia Ní-Mhiarracú earlier today from Fianna Fáil, and she said, Nisha, that she thought the communication was poor, it could have been better, that the language used was wrong, and she said that she believes that not just now at a time of crisis, that maybe in general, more than a meeting once a week telling people what's going on is actually what's needed. Do you agree?
I agree, but there's another difficulty, being very honest again, is that our parliamentary party is notorious for leaking, and that includes our WhatsApp group. So, you know, some of us are hesitant to speak our minds fully in a parliamentary party meeting. So when people are criticised for not saying it at a PP meeting or saying it and not saying it in a WhatsApp meeting, the difficulty there is
so
because people are uncomfortable.
Is there an issue that
the
Fianna Fáil party may well be poor at communication even internally, but that you lack discipline? I mean, there's a lot of people taking pot shots at the Taoiseach from within, and yet nobody stepping into the ring to say that they would actually stand up and be a challenger. So what is actually going on? Because I think you're making, not you specifically, but Fianna Fáil is making itself look weak by these internal wranglings being, I suppose, put out there in public. But nobody showing the leadership to say, well, look, we have an issue. I'll take on the leadership. I'll challenge the leader. What is going on internally?
Well, there's two questions in that here. Firstly, you know, I think we need to challenge ourselves, and every political party, every large organisation needs to challenge itself to do better every single day. And I think that's part of what's happening here, and it'll continue to happen. And it's healthy for democracy, it's healthy for our own party. You know, the second question around leadership, yeah, nobody else is putting up their hand. Nobody else is looking for it. So, you know, it seems to be, you know, well, you know, that's not part of the conversation here. The conversation here is that things need to change internally, things need to change how we're communicated to, not after the fact, but before the fact, and that things are actually moving up. Like, to be honest, my mandate, being very honest again, is to improve the social infrastructure in Kildare North, mm-hmm. right? So that's increasing the Garda stations. There's no full-time Garda station in Maynooth, Kilcock or Selbridge, right? It's getting community centre for Maynooth. It's improving the social infrastructure and the physical infrastructure in the commuter belt that is growing the fastest in the country, right? And it's incumbent on me to deliver that. Now, today on your news bulletin there, we had a superb day in Maynooth. We had a new fire station open in Maynooth. We had the launch of the Ring Road, and we also had 65 social homes being delivered in Maynooth. So that's that's in my own hometown. So I've been working on as a councillor, now as a TD. My role is to ensure that I get the best deals possible for the people of Kildare, and on top of that, improve the Irish language, a spokesperson for Gaeilge, right, and also ensure that we're ahead of things with artificial intelligence coming from industry and actually proposing
and
changes.
And I said that, and I'd say every TD would make the same point about their constituency.
True, but my other thing is, when it comes to the policy proposals, I'm bringing out policy proposals every few weeks, particularly around artificial intelligence. They need to be accepted and actually progress.
Right.
What I'm seeing is that they're not being progressed. And I'm coming from industry. I have more experience.
You do sound frustrated, and I accept all of what you're saying. Here's a question for you, though. The leadership within Fianna Fáil, are they open? Are they receptive to criticism or feedback that is negative, or to I suppose feedback from the rank and file or the backbenchers saying we don't feel included, we don't feel that there's a cohesion in the party?
I think you have to be fair, and when there has been any criticism at the parliamentary party meetings, you know, it is taken in good faith. And I think that needs to be acknowledged, not just of the Taoiseach, but also of our ministers. And you know, I think they need to challenge us to do better, and we need to challenge them to do better, because by doing that, we ensure we're strong government.
On the notion of doing better, could the Taoiseach have done better last week?
I think he could have communicated better, being honest.
If this was a report card, so he could do better, so that's what we're saying. And if that, on the back of, say, the presidential election, which was frankly a disaster for Fianna Fáil and was a shambles, is that not now sort of creating a momentum within Fianna Fáil that says Micheál Martin is not the right person to lead you into the next general election?
But there's been this talk of Fianna Fáil, of Micheál Martin within Fianna Fáil going back to 2014 when Willie O'Dea said, you know, there's no Messiah and I don't see one in the mirror either. You know, there's always going to be talk of leadership, not just in Fianna Fáil. It happens in Fine Gael and Labour and Sinn Féin, etc. And it's healthy.
So do you think, Misha, do you think Micheál Martin should lead you into the next general election?
I don't know yet, to be completely honest, because there's a lot of time between now and the next general election. It's 3.5 years. But I do think that, you know, particularly as I mentioned earlier on, we're going into some serious economic headwinds. Micheál Martin has the experience, particularly throughout COVID, to actually lead us. And we need that experience going into any economic...
Well, Fianna Fáil is already wobbly, and we've only started to hit the headwinds. And the headwinds we're hearing are going to become increasingly worse. The worst economic and energy crisis that we have seen, worse than the energy crisis post-Ukraine and the two 1970s oil crises put together. That's what we're facing into. Like, do you as a party have the stomach for it? Because you're already tearing into each other, and this thing is only getting started.
No. I push back on the wobbly comment and then infighting, etc.
Well, we only need 12 TDs for a heave, and you've got 8 TDs coming out and criticising the party leader.
Yeah, and people and none of them have said that they'll sign and that I'm aware of a letter of no confidence. You know, nobody has come out and said that to my knowledge yet. People are just articulating their frustration. I think particularly after last week, people are finding it very difficult in their own communities. And that needs to be acknowledged by the Taoiseach and by the leadership of the party. But no, Fianna Fáil are in strong stead. You know, we're all close knit. Some of us get on and some of us might have an argument now and again, but by and large we are a strong collective unit, not just at national level but also local level as the largest party in local government as well. So look, we learn from this, and there's a lot more that we can do, but the message is that the backbenchers need to be consulted more, because you know we're the ones at the coalface, speaking with you, Ciara, and speaking with our constituents on a day-to-day basis.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Nisha O'Carroll there, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.